Genesis chapter 11. The great confusion of languages occurred at Babel. Man wanted to demonstrate his confidence in his ability to reach the heavens by his own means and his desires to be considered great in the eyes of others. They began to get excited about the project encouraged by Nimrod, who was a powerful person at the time, an ambitious, arrogant, and rebellious man before God. When a person wants to be in control of everything and wants everyone to do what he or she wants, it's easy to go off the rails and commit follies. Man is a competent creature, but God decided to put up a barrier. They wanted to get to heaven and rule the known world. God came down and confounded them. No one understood each other. No one understood what the other person was saying. What a great contrast from what happened at Pentecost. At Pentecost, everyone heard what Peter preached in his or her own language or dialect. For a moment in history, God changes the confusion of languages he caused at Babel so that everyone would understand what was being said. God provided man's redemption without having to build anything in return to accomplish it. Revelation 7:9 says, "I looked again. I saw a huge crowd, too huge to count. Everyone was there, all nations, all tribes, all races, and languages, and they were standing before the throne." How different from the meeting at Babel. In Babel, man's ambition to fend for himself by leaving God aside was evident. Is there a Tower of Babel in your life today that prevents you from approaching the true God and worshiping him? Many years ago, I heard that when one of the astronauts landed on the moon, he said, "I thought that man was great. Now I recognize that only God is great."